Hello everyone and welcome to episode 2 of the Vision Sutra podcast. Today, as you read by the title, we are going to discuss of some common mistakes you should avoid if you are going to start your own business. Now, as we know that starting your own business is not really an easy task as it takes a lot of hard work and sheer dedication as well as a great mind. So, hope these tips will give you a great insight on how to avoid these common mistakes. So, the first top tip which we have for you in here is that never be afraid of failure. The biggest mistake that you can make is to be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid to fail. As much and as far how long you fail, you will know the key to your success, and jumping into your fear is really a very positive outlook for your future business. Secondly, always make sure to follow a timely schedule and also make sure to follow a timely routine. Too many businesses start without a basic plan, and if you fail to make a plan, a schedule, you are essentially planning to fail. Because a strong mind map or a written map for your business will actually help you to step one page further. Thirdly, be sure to be organized. Being organized is a key. Either you run a small business or a big business, it's normal to have dozens of things happening at once. So, make sure to prepare a to-do list, a daily task list, things that you need to prioritize and list them. It sounds simple, but it works and it makes your entire working more efficient and extremely productive. The fourth tip which we have for you in here is that make sure that you don't try to do everything yourself. If you are running a company, also make sure to hire interns for your company. Now, a big mistake that every single entrepreneur or business owners make is thinking that they are all alone. And they try to operate independently without surrounding themselves with wise counsel. They don't like to take ideas and opinions from other people and think that they are self-sufficient to run the entire organization on their own. But that's not the exact thing which you should do. Don't try to run a new business by yourself. You should onboard trustworthy people, advisors to discuss your business ideas, strategy, challenges, the progress, programs, vision and mission. Wisdom and power coexist together in the multiplicity, right? So make sure to incentivize and hire these people to join your company. Make sure to get continuous feedback so that they can help you forever to run your business successfully. The next tip that we have for you in here is that never launch too quickly into the market. One of the biggest mistakes that every startup and entrepreneurs make is launching before their business is already ready. The saying, done is better than perfect, is the right advice. However, the done actually needs to ensure it can handle new clients. Once you have launched your entire product into the public eye and you start getting receiving clients, ensure that your systems and process are in place, such as payment, debt clearance, contracts, communication, interns, and every single marketing strategy. The back-end as well as the front-end process needs to be tied before you start taking on clients. If they aren't tied, then these are going to crack your great deals, and it's going to be a major loss for your entire business. And lastly, never try to think to expand your business too quickly. When you start to see success, it can be an easy to assume that growth will continue in the future and you become greedy, and the best way to make the most out of it is to simply copy and paste your working formula for a long term. However, make sure that if you expand your business too rapidly right now, it could dissolve too quickly and you can face very hard consequences. You may find that your entire growth was only temporary and it dissolved too quickly. So make sure that you take your time, give along here for your company, cover all of the cost, and take a slow and steady approach to expansion and never act on a spur for the good results. Take your time and see what happens next. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode. Hope these tips will give you a clear insight of what mistakes to avoid, right? So make sure to tune in for our upcoming episodes as we are going to deep dive into more interesting topics and tips and tricks.